With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, we're all used to the sound of people eating popcorn at the cinema, but the sound of knitting needles clacking away isn't quite so common, unless you went to Votovkino, a cinema in Vienna, and that's exactly what you would hear, because the cinema runs craft nights every month where cinema goers knit. Yes, they knit while they're watching movies. And Judith Haslauer from Votovkino is on the line now to tell us more. Good morning, Judith. How are you?
Good morning, Laura. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so delighted to have you because I'm so interested about this because it's something that I've kind of seen on my TikTok feed a little bit. So I'd love to get more from you. When did you start offering knitting nights at the cinema?
It was in December. We hosted our first crafting night at the cinema.
Were you like massively surprised? Like, did you get a huge response or like how did this all come about?
We did. We did get a very, very good response from the craft community here in Vienna, and we were kind of surprised, but very, very happy about it.
Is this something, Judith, like yourself, like I just want to know how the concept of it happened. Like, were you in the office of the cinema and trying to think of like different themed nights that you could do and then thought, oh, this is something I would love to do?
Well, it was me and my colleague, Luisa Palma, and we are avid knitters ourselves, and we both work at the cinema at the Votivkino.
Yeah.
And we also have a like crafting community within our colleagues, within our team. So, yeah, we also saw it online that other cities had it, and we just thought, why not do it at our cinema?
Yeah. How many people have you had in so far? Like, I mean, are the screenings full? Are there, like how many people are we thinking?
It's our biggest room fits 180 visitors.
And, like, have you filled that with knitters?
Yes, it's a lot of knitters and also crocheters and people doing other little crafts that are compatible with the cinema atmosphere.
Sorry, this is amazing. I thought you were going to say like maybe like 40 or 50, but 180 people are coming to do crafts while they watch a movie. This is outrageous.
Yes.
What kind of movies have you shown so far?
We've shown mostly movies. So my colleague Luisa and me, we select the movies ourselves and we so far have had comfort movies that we feel like a lot of people have seen a million times already, so yeah. They fit the atmosphere, and we've had like a 90s rom-com, and we've had Pride and Prejudice from 2005, and we had The Devil Wears Prada, so oh. Also movies that are big on costumes and are nice to look at, and yeah.
So you've got movies that obviously people have kind of seen before, so they don't have to concentrate like immensely on what's happening on the screen, but it's still relaxing for them because
yes.
It's a comfort what's on the screen and then they can relax with their knitting and stuff. Also, the runtime of some of those movies too, like I'm sure you could get like a scarf or even a hat by the end of it.
Yes, a small scarf I think is realistic.
The cinema's dark though. This is my biggest fear. Like, how are you able to see what you're knitting?
No, we keep the lights on.
Okay.
We have... my colleague has had a very, very good like testing out the lights session, and we tried knitting with different colors, and so that we really made sure that you can also see like darker yarns and yeah.
I
so
like the idea, Judith, for yourself and your colleague having to test this out. You know, you're kind of like, oh, well, I need to go and test this in front of a movie with different lights and different yarns and stuff. So this is what I'll have to do for the day. It sounds like good fun.
Yes, of course.
Is there a little bit of noise from all of the, like, from the knitting needles, like, clacking away while they're in the cinema?
You can hear it, but I think it's not louder than your usual, like, snacking noises that you find at the cinema.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's not as disgusting as people, like, chewing on a big mouthful of popcorn. So I think I'll take it.
You think?
I think so, yeah. Traditionally speaking, like, knitting would be associated with older women, but that doesn't seem to be the case in Vienna.
No, I think generally the craft community has diversified a lot in the past, like, 4 years. And there's a lot of young people and... but we also get a lot of people that have years and years of knitting experience and that have knitted all their lives, and they mix very well at our Stricken im Kino events, which we are really happy about to see that like different generations of crafters are getting in touch and helping each other out. It's really nice.
And also it goes a lot deeper than, you know, teaching the skill of a craft, because you then spark conversations with these, you know, different generations, and this is how stories are passed down, and it just feels very wholesome.
Yes, yes, it does, definitely.
Is cinema a big part of the culture in Vienna?
It is. It really is. The independent cinema scene here in Vienna is really, really big and has really blossomed in the past, I would say, like 3 years again. And yeah, it's a really diverse audience that's coming to our boutique kino in general, I would say.
It sounds, it really does sound so interesting and so relaxing. And Judith Hassler from Votive Kino. I'm saying that wrong, am I? Is it Votive? How do you pronounce your cinema?
Votive Kino.
There we go. I'll get it right in the last go. Thank you so much for coming on with us this morning, Judith.
Thank you, Laura.
No problems. We'll chat to you later. Bye.
Bye.
I just imagine, like, I love the comfort of watching, like, The Devil Wears Prada or something that you've seen 1,000 times before, and just taking your mind off something and not being able to sit there and scroll on your phone. Ash Bond from Breakfast is going to be all over this one.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.